Listening 2. Weather and Our Moods.
Good evening. I'm Dr. Sarah Jones, and I'm here to talk about some ways that the weather can affect our moods. To start, let's think about the effects of nice weather. Some people like to take vacations at the beach. Why? Because the beach is usually sunny and warm. When people go on vacation, they want to relax and feel good. Warm, sunny weather often makes people feel cheerful. Sunlight affects our brains. It makes us feel happy. When the weather is sunny and beautiful, people want to be active and go outside. They get together with friends, swim, play games, and go hiking. Now, let's think about the effects of bad weather. In northern countries, some people have a problem called seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, SAD, during the winter. This problem usually occurs in places with cold, dark winters. What causes SAD? Doctors aren't sure, but they think sunlight is a big factor. People need sunlight. In many places, the sunlight decreases during the winter. When people don't get enough sunlight, they sometimes develop SAD. SAD has several symptoms. First, SAD makes people feel sad or depressed. They also feel tired, and they don't want to do anything. They sleep a lot. People with SAD sometimes eat a lot, so they gain weight. Many people become very quiet, and they don't talk to their family or friends very much. Interestingly, very hot weather can have similar effects. Some places in the world have extremely hot temperatures in the summer. When it's very hot, people often don't go outside. They stay inside, close the windows, and shut the curtains. Because of this, sometimes they don't get enough sunlight. They feel tired and they eat a lot, just like people with SAD do. There are other effects of extremely hot weather too. For example, it sometimes makes people feel irritable and angry. It's clear the weather can affect our moods. So the next time you want to change your mood, just wait for the weather to change. Thank you. Are there any questions?